What am I going to think today? Well, I know. I'm going to read what Tony Ortega writes, and then I'm going to think that today.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's read what Tony Ortega has written about today. Oh, look. It's about Marty Rathbun, that turncoat spy.
That damn Marty Rathbun, he's a turncoat. He's a turncoat spy. He took money from David Miscavige, and now he turns over all the emails and all the pre-clear session data to David Miscavige. That's what he does. He's a turncoat spy.
That's right, he is. We hate him. We hate him because that's what Tony says.
There are all these people who are talking about how it could be, you know, we don't know how that lawyer got that email. We don't know whether Marty was hacked or whether Danny Limburger, that Israeli Scientologist, got hacked. Don't we hate Danny Limburger? He's a Scientologist, isn't he?
Well, we don't hate him, but he is a kooky Scientologist who lives in a world of delusion. So I don't know if anything he says is credible, is it? I mean, it didn't used to be.
No, it didn't used to be, because Tony said it isn't. But in this case, we're taking Danny Limburger, his conclusion that Marty must have given that email to his lawyer when he read it in court.
Yes, Marty must have given it to him. And even if Marty did give it to him, there's only one reason, and it's the reason that Tony Ortega says it is. It's not any other reason if Marty did give it to him.
What do you mean, other reasons?
Well, let's say Danny Limburger was talking about, you know, murdering David Miscavige. What kind of legal liability would Marty be in if David Miscavige could accuse him of being part of a conspiracy to murder David Miscavige? He could probably prove it.
What are you talking about? That Tony Ortega didn't say anything like that.
I know it, but I just thought about it.
Stop that. You're doing that again. You're doing it again, Martha. You're thinking about things. And you're coming up with wild ideas that Tony Ortega never said.
I'm sorry. It's just that sometimes it...
What?
Sometimes Tony doesn't make any sense.
Martha, there you go again. You're going to get us in trouble. You're going to get us in trouble again. We won't be able to have any friends. Once again, because you go around thinking these thoughts, coming out of your mind and out of your mouth. You just go ahead and just think them in your mind, but don't put them out of your mouth. I don't want to lose all my friends again.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to either. It's hard to make friends when you think stuff sometimes, don't you think so?
No! It's the easiest thing in the world. You just listen to what they have to say, and you just repeat it back to them. That's all you do to have a friend. There's no need to worry about, you know, other thoughts that some people might not have considered, or especially Tony Ortega. That man is smart. He writes stuff. And he writes stuff and stuff. It comes out on the internet and you read it and, you know, it's in English. He don't have no double negatives. I mean, he is smart.
That boy is smart. That is one smart Mexican right there. He is. And so just don't do it, Martha. I don't want to have to move to another town. I'd like it here in Bunkerville. All right. I just keep my mouth shut. I'll think all the thoughts I want to think, but I just won't tell anybody. All right? All right.